Only four other earthquakes on record were as large as the one that hit the Indian Ocean this weekend. But it was the special nature of this quake that created such a huge tsunami. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this story on what happened in the ocean and how it spread disaster so far.
Tsunami is a Japanese word for good reason. Most tsunamis occur in the Pacific, around the so-called Ring of Fire, where huge geologic plates regularly slide and slip. That tectonic movement creates volcanoes and earthquakes, which in turn can make giant underwater waves. The tsunami this past weekend was created by a rupture along an undersea fault line that runs north-south off the coast of Sumatra. The Burma tectonic plate lies to the east of it, the India plate to the west. There's been trouble there recently. Last week, a large earthquake struck there, says geophysicist Stuart Sipkin of the U.S. Geological Survey, but it didn't create a tsunami. It was a strike-slip quake. The plate slid sideways along the fault line. What happened this weekend was different.
The motion of the earthquake had the India plate thrusting underneath the Burma plate, which lifts up the edge of the Burma plate and displaces a huge amount of water, which then propagates out into the ocean as a tsunami.
This is called a thrust fault earthquake. It created an underwater wave. You can do the same thing by holding your open hand underwater and waving it. In this case, however, the lift was immeasurably larger.
One thing you need to understand is that for an earthquake of this size, there's a huge area of the fault that slips. There was like a 600-mile, 1,000-kilometer length of the fault that ruptured.
The edge of the plate that lifted could well have moved over 10 or 15 feet. The quake it created was recorded as a magnitude 9, the largest anywhere in 40 years. The tsunami moved outward from the fault line, heading east and west. According to Laura Kong, director of the International Tsunami Information Center in Hawaii, a tsunami may travel hundreds of miles an hour in the deep ocean, but it may only appear a few inches high on the surface.
So if you're in a ship in the deep ocean, you wouldn't even know that a tsunami went past you. But as it goes and hits the shoreline, that wave's going to go much higher and it's going to slow down. And that's what's caused all the destruction that we're seeing.
Kong says a tsunami created by an earthquake in Alaska was estimated to have reached 100 feet high. There are no measurements so far from the tsunami that hit shorelines around the Indian Ocean, but eyewitness reports put some waves at 2 stories high. Even waves a few feet high carry tremendous energy and potential for destruction, and the only thing that slows them down is land or shallow water. Theoretically, a tsunami could circle the globe if nothing got in the way. Indonesia was the site of a 19th-century volcanic explosion that destroyed the island of Krakatoa and created a tsunami that killed more than 36,000 people. Sipkin says instruments on floating buoys that measure sea level can now detect a tsunami well before it hits land.
The Pacific Basin is very well instrumented. There's a multinational effort to detect and give tsunami warnings across the Pacific. This part of the world, that's not the case.
That's likely to change after this weekend's disaster. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.